I am the lone surviving witness. Such is my destiny. This over time I have come to accept, but what I cannot accept, must never accept, is for the truth to remain buried. Thus does my conscience demand. In this book, I'll touch upon the specific event to which I was a regrettable witness. I shall also share with you my knowledge of the covert machinations that transpired afterwards. My story, if I can call it that, is in fact a series of tightly guarded events. So closely have they been attended to that for nearly four decades now, our arcane secret has evaded full disclosure. Under the watchful eyes of even the most determined and inquisitive of the Beatles' zealot-like fans, we have managed to obscure the truth, to conceal the true breadth and scope of the exercise. And how did we manage such a monumental feat? Through total commitment. We're a fraternal order, you see, we of the Beatles circuit, an apostolic group of divergent yet loyal personalities. For me to break rank shall be considered a betrayal of all that is sacrosanct and a true shock to those who know me best. For more than a quarter of a century, I have been the most ardent and dedicated disciples. My allegiance has never been questioned, my reliability beyond reproach. While others have openly threatened to divulge our secret or inadvertently gave an insight, I have never so much as implied that there was subterfuge of any kind. But now, finally, I have made the decision to speak, and the truth shall remain hidden no more. Here I present the treasure that so many people have steadfastly searched for. I, Jerome Wallerstein, being of sound mind, if not body, shall, of my own free will, reveal the details of the grand conspiracy. No one shall wrest the story from my grasp, nor steal it, nor sell it, nor claim it as their own. No one shall hide the truth from those to whom it really belongs, nor alter it in any way. No one shall sanitize the truth for history, nor abuse it by presenting a mitigated version to future generations. Though I shall reveal the details in the pages to follow, for those of you with little patience here, is in brief what transpired. Paul McCartney, world-renowned musical genius and trend-setting pop star of Beatle fame, died in a car crash in 1966. For reasons both personal and professional, a concerted and clandestine campaign to divert attention from the matter was immediately undertaken. The facts surrounding McCartney's death were tightly guarded, the details obsessively concealed or obscured to this day. The truth was immediately buried in a frenzied yet amazingly well-coordinated subterfuge, the likes of which envy the most cunning of those ever undertaken by the American CIA.